Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Meiser Sheni, Perik Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Let me ask you a question. Your friend comes to you for Shabbos, and he brings you chocolate. What's more chashev? He has like an open plastic container of chocolate and says, here, take. Or he brings you a sealed container. From the store, a sealed container, shrink wrap, shot of chocolate. Obviously, the sealed container is more chashev. When do I say the container is a separate thing? When do I say it's mamish, part of the gift, part of the chocolate? Well, if it's open, there's more svar to say it's a separate thing. If he gives it to me sealed, it's more chashev, and the container is like part of the chocolate. Okay, now that you understand that, let's see our Mishnah. Once again, the Sechtes Meiser Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamashal Kankan, Le Meiser Sheni. Somebody lends his kankanim, his jugs, his containers. He says, hey, you can keep the Meiser Sheni wine in here. And they're taka filled with wine. The wine that's poured in was already declared Meiser Sheni. Zakta Mishnah, Avol Bishagofan, even though he closed these kankanim after they were filled with the wine, when we say closed, we don't mean that he just covered it with aluminum foil. He put on the special cover and they would smear it with a kind of line to seal it. So sometimes, in regard to certain halachas, once you did that, the jug becomes a tuffle to the wine. It becomes like whatever the wine is, that's what the jug is. But not in this case. The din is loy kona meiser. When you come to redeem the wine over here, you don't have to redeem the jugs. When you figure out how much the wine is worth, you don't have to figure out how much the wine and the jugs are worth. And I want you to understand what the situation is. You say he lent these kankanim to Meiser Sheni. Who did he lend it to? And the answer is he could lend it to himself. The point is, he doesn't mean to keep the Meiser Sheni here. He wants to use it to transport the wine to Yerushalayim and then pour it into different kelim, or maybe he just wants to keep it in until he finds different kelim. But he never purchased these kelim with Meiser Sheni. He never meant that these kankanim should be part of the Meiser Sheni. It's just a place to keep the wine. But, zok the Mishnah weiter, if zolaf letoichan, stam, let's say he poured wine into these kankanim before they were declared Meiser Sheni, right? Now the wine is tevel. Tevel, of course, means no Meisers were taken from it. And once the wine is already in the jug, he says, this is Meiser Sheni. Now it would depend. If he declared it Meiser Sheni atche loy gofan before he sealed the kankanim, in other words, when he declared it Meiser Sheni, it was still open, loy kana Meiser. So the kankanim don't take on the kedusha of Meiser Sheni. But if he pours in the wine before it's Meiser Sheni, then seals it, and then declares it Meiser Sheni Mishagofan after he closed the kankanim. He then said, okay, that wine should be Meiser Sheni, Kona Meiser. The kankanim are now part of the kiddush of Meiser Sheni. Because once they're sealed, and you say about wine that is sealed in the jug, in the container, this should be Meiser Sheni, it's all Meiser Sheni. The keli and the wine. And when he redeems it, he would have to redeem the value of wine and the keli. So the svara again is, if it's open, it's like the wine and the keli are two different things. Just that the wine is in the keli. Once it's closed, there's more svara that the container becomes bottled to the wine. Agav, the Mishnah reminds us of something we learned in Masechtas Trumas. Suppose I have kankanim of truma wine that got mixed up with kankanim of regular chulin wine. If they got mixed up atche loy gofan before he sealed them, oilois bi'echurumei, they become bottle in the chulin if you had in the chulin 100 times keneged the truma. If you remember what we learned in Masechtas Trumas, truma becomes bottle in 101. In other words, you have to have 100 plus the truma. So if I have over here a container of truma wine that got mixed up with a lot of chulin wine, as long as it's open, I look at the whole thing as one big combination of wine. And if you have 100 times chulin keneged the truma, in other words, total 101, it becomes batal. However, zakt the Mishnah weiter, umishagafan, but if the truma container somehow got mixed up with the chul and kankanim, after he closed them, then the din is mekaches bekal shehen. This truma is going to answer all the chulin over here. Even echad be'elef, says the Batanur. You know what that means? If one kankan of truma got mixed up with 1,000 chulin kankanim, if it's mishagafan, if it's after he closed them, again, the truma containers that were lost here amongst the chulin were closed, then mekachos bekol shehen. Everything has to be considered truma. What could I do with this wine now? Sell it to a kohen? You're going to sell it for far less because truma costs less than regular wine. Supply and demand. If less people can drink it, it costs less. So again, you're telling me I have one closed kankan of truma that got mixed up with a 1,000 chulin? I have to sell everything as truma? All 1,001? Actually, not 1,001, 1,000 have to be sold to the kayin for the value of truma. One, you can't even charge anything for, because that's truma. So the kayin is getting 1,001, or kehanim will have to get 1,001, and they'll pay for 1,000 at the value of truma. Correct. Then the Mishnah concludes with the following case. Let's say a person has several kankanim of tevel, and you want to be mafresh truma from it. So if you remember from when we learned Masechtas Trumais and Maisrais, there's a din of min hamoikif. When you separate part of your peris as truma, the truma is supposed to be touching or at least near the peris that you're fixing. In other words, this is truma for this. They have to be touching or near each other. So Zakta Mishnah Acheloi Gofan, before someone closes the containers of wine, Toyda Miachas Alakal, you can separate truma from one kankan for all the others. Because if they're open, the wine inside is considered near, even though they're in separate containers. But a mishagafan, if you already closed it, then you can't just say, okay, I'm taking truma from this closed container for the other ones. No, then Torah mikol achas v'achas. You're going to have to separate truma from each one separately. Once the barrels are closed, each one is considered a bezunder azach, a separate thing. You can't just take all the barrels and say it's all together and I'm taking truma from this for everything. Once they're closed, it would be considered shaloi min ha-moikev. That means they're not near each other. It's not one entity. So again, if we can get back to that chocolate mashal. You have a bunch of open things of chocolate. You look at all the chocolate as one entity of chocolate. What do you have there? Oh, lots and lots of chocolate. Once they're closed in separate packages, you say already, oh, I have 100 packages of chocolate. You look at them as separate things. So I don't know what the halacha would be in regard to truma with chocolate, but in regard to wine, once they're sealed, you have to take off from each one separately the truma on that wine. If they're open, you can take one for everything. So chazing over our mission, if someone lends his kankanim to put Maaser Sheni wine in it, he doesn't plan on keeping the wine here indefinitely, even though he closed or sealed the containers after he filled them, the kankan does not become part of the Maaser Sheni. If he poured regular wine into the containers and then declared it Maaser Sheni, then it depends. If he declares it Maaser Sheni before he seals it, so it's a separate thing. After he seals it, in other words, first he closes the container, then he says, this is Maaser Sheni. It's not just the wine, but the keli as well becomes Maaser Sheni. Belongs to Maaser Sheni. For that matter, if you have a container of truma wine, that gets mixed up with other containers of chulin wine. If it was before he closed the containers, then if you have 100 chulin to one truma, it all becomes batel. It's all mutter to someone who's not a kayin. But if the truma containers were lost amongst chulin containers after he closed them, then there's something very chashiv, and because they're so chashiv, mekaches bekol shehen, even if you have 1,000 times the amount of chulin, we still say the wine does not become batel. You'd have to sell everything to the kayin, at least 1,000 you'd have to sell to the kayin for the value of truma, and one you have to give him for free, because that would be the one truma wine that belongs to the kayin that you can't charge for. And finally, the Mishnah told us, being that there's a din, you have to be Torah min hamukav, And that means either the truma is touching each other or near each other. But if I'm taking truma and I'm saying this truma should be for this, it has to be together. So if you have jugs of wine that you didn't take truma from yet, before you seal them, you can take from one jug on the others. That's considered together. Once you seal them, however, you're going to have to take truma from each one separately on that container.